A sudden electrical storm turned the downpour they'd endured most of the day into a gale, sending the companions in search of shelter amidst the hills. Ryan found a hatch in the side of a hill and beckoned the others. Jack was the last one through the hatch. He slammed the hatch door shut behind him, then straightened and looked around. Until that moment, he hadn't given much thought to what awaited inside the hill. If it was good enough for Ryan to summon him, it had to be safe enough for Jack and the others to enter. What Jack saw didn't give him a lot of answers. He stood at the edge of a laboratory, its purpose unknown. Stainless steel counters and equipment gleamed in the white light from fluorescent tubes mounted on the ceiling. Computer screens danced with video, electronic waveforms, and columns of numbers. Glass beakers and racks of test tubes crowded counters and shelves. But what interested Jack the most was the examination table in the middle of the room. Christy lay on that silver surface, still unconscious, as a man in a dirty white lab coat leaned over her, injecting her arm with something from a syringe. Ryan stood a few feet back from that table, watching the proceedings with intense interest. Jack stepped up and touched the shoulder of the man in the white lab coat.
Who are you?
Duh, a doctor, obviously. But you can call me. Thank you, sir, for saving her life.
Jack wasn't sure if he should be more pissed off or amused, but the doctor was working on Christy, so Jack went with amused.
No manners, but funny.
The doctor swung up the syringe and brandished it like a weapon.
Do not underestimate me.
If you say so.
The doctor was squat, no taller than 5'3", and not visibly muscular. He had a face that resembled a chimpanzee's, with close-set eyes, a broad, flat nose, and a muzzle like half a grapefruit. His ears stuck out of the sides of his head like cup handles, and his hair was a thinning black decal, glistening with oil and split down the middle. He didn't look like much, but Jack had learned long ago just how deceiving looks could be. This middle-aged white coat could be full of unsupported bluster, or the deadliest foe Jack and the others had ever encountered.
I can toss you back out into the slaughterhouse just like that.
Shit. Like to see you try.
The doctor frowned at Ryan.
Dial it back. Let the man work.
Yeah, Casper.
The doctor sneered as Ryan stepped closer to the table.
What's her condition?
I have her stabilized for now. Lucky for you, I keep plenty of epinephrine on hand. Never know when you're gonna need it with those fish wasps around.
Wait!
Mildred stepped forward.
What else did you give her? I saw you administer the epi, but what was the other injection?
Antivenom. My own special recipe.
The doctor grinned and waggled his bushy black caterpillar eyebrows as he leaned closer to Mildred.
You'd be surprised at what I can cook up, Honey Bunch.
Know what I think is adorable?
What's that?
A man who doesn't realize he's about to get his ass kicked.
She nodded emphatically and elbowed him aside.
I love a woman who plays hard to get.
The doctor rubbed his hands together briskly.
Though, you know, if you wanted to throw yourself at me in gratitude for pulling your ass out of the hellstorm, that'd be okay too.
He gave her a broad wink as he scuttled away from the exam table.
Let's just say I've been alone in the devil's shithouse for a long time, sweet knees.
How did you end up out here in the first place?
I might ask the same of you, Rugrat, if I were a nosy person. Just like I told Tall, Dark, and One-Eyed when he dragged his girlfriend in here. It's for me to know and for you to find out.
As the doctor wobbled toward a counter across the lab, Jack turned to Ryan.
This guy nasty. Don't trust him.
Maybe. But he could have left us out there in that hellstorm. He didn't have to open the hatch and let us in.
Jack narrowed his ruby eyes. Ryan had a point, but Jack didn't have to like it. And it wouldn't keep him from disliking his so-called host. Fortunately, a welcome distraction took his mind off the doctor just then. The electrical part of the storm that had been rattling the place since his arrival was fading.
Lightning passed. All clear out there.
Clear is a relative term.
The doctor retrieved a red coffee can from the counter and peeled off the black plastic lid.
Clear in the devil's shithouse and clear in the rest of the world are two very different things.
Plunging his pudgy hand into the can, the doctor pulled out a small plastic bag full of dried green buds and a packet of rolling papers.
But if you want to channel your inner morons and go out for an afternoon stroll, don't let me stop you.
You don't have a lot of friends, do you?
The doctor held a rolling paper between thumb and forefinger and sprinkled crushed bits of green bud into it.
I'm not really what you'd call a people person.
Then why the hell did you invite us in here?
You really don't know.
The doctor put down the plastic bag, then rolled the paper and crushed buds into a skinny cigarette. With practiced ease, he swiftly licked the gummed edge of the paper, sealing the joint.
It's all because of that one.
He pointed the end of the joint in the general direction of the group.
That one who?
The Iron Maiden, of course.
The doctor pulled a pre-dark butane lighter from a pocket of his lab coat, then used it to ignite the tip of the joint.
We have a history together.
As one, the teammates all turned and stared at Union, who stood stiffly near the hatch. She stared back at them with icy detachment.
Ah, I guess she hasn't told you about the skeletons in her closet yet. I'm sure she was getting around to it, though. Right, Metal Britches?
It's true. We do share a history.
You gotta love this chick, am I right? Don't expect to get too much out of her, though. She's a woman of few words.
Actually...
Union slowly turned her head and focused her glacial eyes on the doctor.
You might be interested to know that he's the architect of the shift. This place exists because of his reckless experimentation.
I'll be damned. I didn't see that coming.
And his name is Dr. William Hammersmith.
Well, shit. The jig is up.
And... he's supposed to be dead.